Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyle on OM Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle.
Come heal yourself. The thyroid mystery is finally solved. I am very excited about it, and I hope you are. We have a very special guest, Dr. Kajiki, with us today, who has done a lot of rich research and has finally come to solution for all the mess up thyroid-related conditions. Welcome, Dr. Kajiki.
Thank you very much, Monica. Great to be here.
I am really honored. So tell us about yourself, Dr. Kajiki. What led to this research and what motivated you? What inspired you?
Well, I've been a chiropractor for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And about 15 years ago, my wife, Kim, came down with an Epstein-Barr infection. Mm-hmm. And so this infection, she started getting, you know, your typical fatigue and rundown and just really couldn't think straight.
Yeah.
But this never went away. And it gradually, over the next couple of years, started getting worse and worse and worse. And the fatigue started turning into depression, insomnia, racing heart, weight gain of 50 pounds. She started losing her hair. She started getting a racing pulse, dry skin, digestive problems, constipation, alternating diarrhea. And I'd taken her to several doctors and all the lab tests came out normal.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know how to resolve this. I was a chiropractor that did musculoskeletal headaches, neck pain, back pain. So I didn't know what to do. And she started getting more sick. Well, she ended up with pneumonia at about the end of the second year. About a week before Christmas, she was in the hospital with pneumonia. And I had started studying functional medicine as a way to try to figure out how this can happen. How can her lab test be normal
and
still feels lousy? So with the help of some friends of mine, I did a blood test before she went into the hospital. And I found out the results and I excitedly went to the hospital and I told her, hey, I know what's wrong. I've got the blood test results. You have a condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition where your own immune system is attacking the thyroid. And her doctor happened to be in the room at the same time and he looks at the test and he concurred, you're right, this is Hashimoto's. And as I said, great, this is wonderful, what do we do? And his response was, well, we're going to put her on thyroid medication.
Yeah.
Okay, for how long? Forever.
So
your listeners who are on thyroid medication, that's a lifetime sentence. The doctor has no intentions of taking you off this medication. That's a lifetime sentence.
Yeah. I know of people who have been on the medication for 30 years.
Yeah. So I asked the doctor, I said, I don't understand. Why would you give thyroid medication for an immune system problem? And he said, because that's the way we do it in traditional medicine. And I said, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense that you would treat the victim and not the problem. And he said, this is the way we do it. So we fired the doctor. She was well enough to go home. We took her out of the hospital. And I went on a massive hunt for information on how to resolve this autoimmune condition, Hashimoto's, naturally. And with the research that I did and the help of some colleagues who knew more than me and who were experienced at this, we got her condition completely reversed in about a year and a half.
Wow.
She lost all 50 pounds. Her hair loss, you know, regained all her hair back. Her heart palpitations went away. Her depression went away. Her digestive problems went away. And we completely reversed all of her symptoms within about a year and a half. And to this day, 13 years later, she still is not on any thyroid medication.
Wow. So she never started on any thyroid medication.
No, she never did. I didn't understand how that could make sense, that you would start on thyroid medication for an immune system problem.
Hmm. Wow. So how come any blood tests were not, were able to bring that autoimmune disorder? Like, it never clicked to any of the doctors?
Well, here's what I found out, Monica, is that there's no way, and I repeat to your audience, mm-hmm. there's no way your lab test can be normal and you still feel lousy.
Right.
There's no way, it can't happen. Mm-hmm. So what I found out through doing this for many years is that three things are occurring. The doctors aren't doing enough testing. Mm. Typically, the doctors do only two or three thyroid tests when there's 11 or more tests that can be done.
Yes. So
they don't do enough testing. They do the wrong media of testing. So they might take the hormones through blood instead of through dried urine or through saliva. And they read them wrong. The lab test values for each lab are different for TSH throughout the country. So you have a different normal range every lab you go to for TSH. So what I realize is that between them reading them wrong, not doing enough testing and not mm-hmm. doing the right media, you're bound to come up having quote unquote normal mm-hmm. when there really is not anything normal about it. You just have to find the right doctor that knows how to do the proper testing. And when I can tell you, I've never ever come with a patient that their lab tests are all normal. I will always find something.
Yeah. No, I totally get it, because I mean, the normal tests that are done for thyroid are usually TSH, T3, and T4.
Right. And that's it. And there are eight more tests that you can do.
Wow.
So if you don't do those tests, you're not going to find the abnormal results.
Mm. And I mean, how did you reach that?
Well, what I found out was, as I was doing my research, I realized that traditional medicine has a certain kind of a protocol that they follow. And if you're going to see your endocrinologist or your GP mm-hmm. or your gynecologist, and you're going to use that healthcare model, you have to follow the model the insurance companies place on them and the pharmaceuticals companies place mm-hmm. on them. Whereas if you go to natural healers like you and I, we have no limitations on what we can do. We do what the patient needs. Mm-hmm. So I realized that if you're going to get medication only as your sole form of treatment, it may not work for you. So I can do all the tests that I need to do to find the problem that you have.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's really awesome. I mean, what you are saying to me is that your treatment, your diagnosis is very individualized. Right. Because out of those 11 tests, not everyone will have, the similar values for all 11.
Exactly. And there is no cookie cutter recipe. Mm-hmm. In traditional medicine, your choices for treatment are medication, radiation, and surgery.
Yes.
And those are your only choices. If that works for you, great. But if it doesn't work for you, you're starting to search on the internet. You're starting to listen to radio shows as a way to find out, how can somebody find the problem that I'm having? And we individualize all of our protocols. Nothing is cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell me, doctor, are there any side effects to that thyroid medication, that traditional medication that people are on for years and years?
Well, what it does is that it's really not finding the root cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's giving your body hormone that it can't make on its own. So if you continue to just cover up the symptoms with medication, people who've been on this medication for decades, they'll probably find that their dosage is going up every year or 2 years or 3 years, which tells us your thyroid gland is starting to get destroyed and work less, efficiently, more and more and more.
Yeah, it just shuts down.
Yes. Why should it keep working hard if the hormone is just going to be thrown into the system?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, of course, not natural and healthy. Yeah. So tell us more about your research, what you found out, doctor. And I mean, I know since then you have been treating so many patients in four countries, UK, Canada, Singapore, and of course, United States.
Right. Well, I'll tell you that the problems are as diverse as the countries. Right. Everyone's got a different kind of problem, whether they're in the United States or in Canada or UK or Singapore or Germany. All the problems are very diverse.
But so you mean like a demographic difference?
No, I mean that no matter where you go in the world, there's going to be thyroid problems and then there's going to be other complicating factors of it.
Right.
You know, you don't have a state or a country or a region that has a certain kind of thyroid problem or a certain kind of other dysfunctional problem. It varies all across the world. But one of the more common questions that come up to me are, you know, my TSH seems to fluctuate. Sometimes it's high and I'm hypothyroid, and sometimes it's low and I'm hyperthyroid.
Very true.
And the doctors are having a difficult time trying to monitor my medication because it's all over the place. Well, here's the reason why, is that 70% of all the low thyroid cases, so in other words, your TSH is high, you have a slow functioning thyroid, 70% or more of all of these low thyroid functioning cases have an autoimmune component called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which means your own immune system is mistakenly attacking your own thyroid gland. So it's more of an immune system problem than it is a thyroid problem. Well, what happens is something agitates your immune system and causes your immune system to launch an attack on your thyroid. And it starts to destroy and eat away your thyroid gland, just like flesh-eating bacteria.
Right.
Thyroid tissue that you probably won't get back.
And we will come back after a short break. So Dr. Kajiki, please stay tuned with us.
Okay.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, Dr. Kajiki. Welcome back, listeners.
Thank you.
And we were talking about Hashimoto thyroiditis.
Right. And we're getting to the point of why does my TSH fluctuate? Mm-hmm. So your immune system gets agitated and it starts to attack your thyroid gland, literally starts to destroy your thyroid tissue. Mm. When it does that, it releases thyroid hormone into your bloodstream, causing you to get hyperthyroid symptoms, and your TSH starts to drop. Mm-hmm. So you start getting anxiety, agitation, loose stools, insomnia, racing pulse, heart palpitation. Then that autoimmune attack subsides. Okay, it subsides, mm-hmm. and then your TSH rises, goes to hypothyroid, and then you start getting the hypothyroid symptoms like depression, constipation, dry skin, dry nails, and your body goes through this hypothyroid, hyperthyroid roller coaster of symptoms, mm-hmm. and this is the reason why your TSH fluctuates up and down, and you go from hyper to hypo. And depending on when the doctors draw the blood will depend upon where your TSH is. So they may draw it one time when it's hyper. They may draw it another time when it's hypo. And it's very difficult to narrow down the dosage.
Yeah. No, I can totally relate with this. And I'm sure a lot of listeners can. So what are the normal readings for TSH? That's also very debatable.
It's very debatable. If you've ever gotten labs done in the same city at two different labs, let's say LabCorp and Quest, you'll notice the TSH ranges, they vary. They may go from 0.4 to 5.5. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Dallas or Texas or New York or Oklahoma or any of these other cities, the TSH ranges vary. And the reason is because the way the lab gets that range is they take a segment of their patient population from last year, they put them in a bell curve, they throw out the highs, they throw out the lows, and that's the range that they get, which
that's
is not really
–
yes, it's not really a normal range. It's a statistical average. Mm. You've got patients on there on thyroid medication, not on thyroid medication, on diabetes medication, people who have cancer, people who are very healthy – but you're being compared against pretty much of a sick population, right? Because, I mean, who gets their blood done? Very healthy people, very sick people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean,
it's a very skewed range. And so functional medicine doctors like myself, natural healthcare practitioners, we use a range that's 1.8 to 3.0, which is basically from the Board of Endocrinology, where we took a segment of our population and we said, hey, are you on any medication? No. Do you have any health conditions that you know of? No. Let's put them in this group, put them in a bell curve throughout the highs, throughout the lows, and this is the average. So we use this as a functional lab range for TSH, 1.8 to 3.0.
That's great to know. Because I've, like you said, it's very, very debatable. It's very different as you go to different labs, different doctors. It just keeps changing.
Right. And you'll notice if you look at your lab test results, it doesn't ever say normal range. Yet that's what the doctor tells you. It says reference ranges on there.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Yeah. So how do you determine, looking at, as you said, so there are like different types of disorders, right? One is Hashimoto and hyper and hypo. Some people always have hyper, right? And some have hypo.
If somebody always has hyper, then it's either Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune condition, or it's they just happen to get the blood drawn when it's been hyper, when it's Hashimoto's, but they got the blood drawn when it's hyper. Or it could be an anterior pituitary dysfunction, which lowers the function of the TSH as well. So those are about the only times that it can always be hyper.
Okay. Otherwise, it cannot always be hyper.
It cannot always be hyper, correct.
Wow. Because I know of people who have been with this condition for years.
Yes. If they're always hyper, it's very likely that it's Graves' autoimmune condition, not Hashimoto's or not hypothyroid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And hypothyroidism is, what is that exactly?
Hypothyroid means you have high TSH or elevated TSH, mm-hmm. and that your thyroid is functioning very sluggishly and slowly. Mm-hmm. And because your thyroid is responsible for your metabolism, you will pretty much experience those types of same symptoms. Very slow fatigue, brain fog, depression, constipation, unable to get up in the morning, low energy.
I mean, so these are the symptoms that anyone who is experiencing that and in spite of, lab results and normal ranges is definitely very likely having
thyroid problems. Right. However, there are body dysfunction called triggers. Mm-hmm. And triggers are body dysfunctions that very closely mimic a thyroid problem, but it isn't a thyroid problem. Mm. So, for example, you got a patient who has fatigue, hair loss, brain fog, constipation, bloating after meals, dry skin, dry nails. That sounds a lot like thyroid. Mm-hmm. However, that could also be a combination of anemia, adrenal gland dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, gastrointestinal disorders, food sensitivities. So those are all combinations, and those are some common triggers that very closely mimic a thyroid problem but isn't. So you could have the thyroid problem, you could have the autoimmune component, Hashimoto's, and you can have the triggers all going on at one time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? But if you don't do the lab test properly, then you'll never find that out.
So it's very important to get all the tests in place. That's the main requirement.
Right. That's how I, as a doctor, can tell you what kind of case you have, how complicated your case is, what's involved. And that's how I create the customized protocols by getting the lab tests.
And not always anyone suffering from thyroid will have all the symptoms, right?
Exactly. Your only symptom may be fatigue, but that could be low functioning thyroid, but it could also be anemia. It could also be adrenal gland dysfunction. It could also be a gastrointestinal disorder. So, another person could have hair loss, and that could be just thyroid, but it could also be hormone imbalance. So it's a very tricky situation, and you can't diagnose it properly by just doing three thyroid tests.
So what are the tests that you recommend?
Well, I would definitely get all the thyroid tests. Now, if you go to my website, the Valley Thyroid Institute, and you'll look down on the front page, there's a free thyroid report that you can get. And it's no charge, no obligation for it. You just go ahead and put your name and your email address, and I send it to you right away. And on that report, we talk about the autoimmune component, Hashimoto's. We talk about the testing that we do. We talk about the triggers that we do. And you'll get a much, much better idea about all the lab tests that are needed rather than just what your doctor thinks you need.
So, and I saw you also offer a 15-minute free consultation.
Yes, that's a really valuable service for the patients. It is that for 15 minutes, you can talk with me and find out anything that you want to ask me. And it gives you a chance to get comfortable with my style and my philosophy. Gives me a chance to see, are you a good candidate for care? If you're not, I'm going to let you know and I'm going to guide you where to go next. I won't waste your time.
That's awesome. So how do you determine that, doctor?
I determine it by asking the patient questions. Are they ready to make changes in their lifestyle? Are they ready to make changes in their diet? Are they ready to take some supplements every day? Do they have a condition that I'm not qualified to treat? Maybe it's cancer, and I'm going to make sure that they get to the right medical practitioner in order that somebody manages that, along with me if they want me to do that. So I really want to know what we're dealing with. There's something organic in nature, or there's a growth or something. I think somebody who's a better expert in that area should help them manage that. But if we know there's no organic problems, there's no medical problems, and they're willing to make some of these changes, then that's a great candidate for care and we'll have good success.
So along with the medication, you also recommend change of lifestyle. So it's more naturalistic.
Right. It's basically non-prescription therapy where I will recommend lifestyle changes. You know, I'll help you do stress management. I will definitely help you with your diet on what to eat, what not to eat. There'll be nutritional supplements like herbs and vitamins and minerals that we recommend based on your lab test results.
And those are widely available, easily available.
Yeah, anybody can get them, right? If you're listening on the other side of the world, we ship them to you if you can't get them.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So everyone has to take those 11 tests to determine?
Yes, everyone, because we have to rule out whether it's a thyroid problem and or something else. So everybody who goes through my protocols gets all 11 of those thyroid tests. But then I also recommend other tests like dried urine for hormone imbalance. I recommend a stool test if we suspect that there's a colon infection with bacteria or parasites or yeast and fungus. And I'll recommend other blood tests to test for leaky gut problems or food sensitivity problems or other autoimmune conditions.
And are these easy to – is it easy to develop these conditions if you have – a thyroid condition?
I would say that you're more at risk to develop these other conditions, you know, because the body is integrated. It's not segregated.
Yeah.
So everything affects everything. So if you have a thyroid problem and your thyroid gland affects every cell in your body, you see, your every cell in your body has something called a thyroid receptor site, which is like a little garage for the thyroid hormone. And so every cell in your body has this little thyroid garage. And so when your thyroid malfunctions, guess what? Every cell in your body is subject to malfunction.
Got it. That makes sense. And we'll take a very short break and be right back. So please stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together, we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
And we are back. Welcome back, Dr. Kajiki.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the different thyroid conditions and how you determine the best course of treatment for each. So what do you mean by Kajiki low thyroid protocol?
Well, I've created a protocol that I'm able to customize a program for every single patient. Because mm-hmm. every single patient, even though they might have the same symptom as three other patients, they might have a completely different protocol. Mm. And so what I do is I start with an initial consultation.
Yeah.
And that initial consultation tells me what kinds of lab tests that I need to perform on that person. The lab tests tell me which of the triggers they have, mm-hmm. the types of triggers they have, how to create their treatment protocol, and the priority of the triggers to treat first, second, third, and fourth. Through that process, I also get all 11 thyroid tests. Mm-hmm. So I can tell, is it hyperthyroid, hypothyroid? Is it an underconversion problem? Is it an overconversion problem? Is it a thyroid binding globulin problem? Mm. Or is it an autoimmune problem? So I can get all these tests, and then I can start developing a very specific protocol for that person. And depending upon which of the triggers are highest in priority, I will start implementing dietary changes, lifestyle changes, mm-hmm. specific herbal compounds, vitamin, mineral, enzyme, detoxes to start removing those triggers. Mm. And then we manage that patient every 2 weeks instead of every 6 months. And then we retest the labs in 60 to 90 days. So through this whole protocol, we keep very close track of them. Mm-hmm. And the patients can see on their lab test results changes that are occurring as well as their symptomatic improvement.
Hmm. So how long – I know every case is different. But, I mean, from your experience, how long does it take to, you know, for someone to be perfectly – normal?
I don't know that anybody gets perfectly normal, but what people are looking for when they contact me are, when will I start feeling better? Mm. When will I notice some changes? I've been feeling so lousy for so long. I just right. want to feel better. I can tell you, as you said, everyone's different. But mm-hmm. if you go to my website under patient testimonials, I've got over 100 video testimonials mm-hmm. of people who've been through my protocols.
Yeah.
And you'll see some people, they got 90% better in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Some people felt 80% better in 3 months. Some people felt 50% better in a month. So it varies.
That's amazing.
Right. But they're on video. They tell you this. Mm-hmm. Now, what I will tell you is that my average patient, mm-hmm. okay, seems to feel noticeably better in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's 12 weeks. But on the average, about 6 to 8 weeks, people start to feel noticeably better. And then they know they're on the right track.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, usually patients have to follow that certain kind of diet or, you know, lifestyle. I mean, they should be following for rest of their life or...
No, we just want to have them follow a specific diet until we start to manage their food sensitivities and we fix their gut mm-hmm. and we detox them. And then, what I want is I want a very diverse diet. I want as many things in their diet as possible mm-hmm. so we can have the greatest diversity of the microbiome in the gut to help the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do that in its time. You have to take your time. You have to fix the gut. You have to fix any infections. And you have to add these foods in very slowly. And every person is different.
Yeah.
I have an immune system food sensitivity test that tests your immune system response against foods. So I can't tell people what they can and cannot eat unless they go through this testing.
Mm-hmm. So what are the different type of lab tests that you do?
Well, we do a full blood chemistry lab, mm-hmm. which contains 62 different tests.
Mm.
That's a full blood chemistry in my office, is 62 different tests. And this blood panel will have all 11 thyroid tests.
Mm-hmm.
It has the Hashimoto's markers. It's got a full iron panel. It's got a vitamin D panel.
Mm.
It has anemia markers, blood sugar and stability markers, inflammation markers. It's got a full... A complete blood count with differential to look for stealth infection markers
mm-hmm.
and a complete metabolic panel. So that's a full blood panel. I also do dried urine testing
mm-hmm.
that we send you a kit you do at home, and it tests you for adrenal dysfunction and adrenal fatigue. Mm. It tests your cortisol rhythms and your cortisol levels, which will tell me about your sleeping issues. Mm. It tests your DHEA levels. It tests all your male, female hormones, and it tells me how you metabolize all those hormones.
Wow.
I also do a leaky gut test. Mm-hmm. Leaky gut is very important to know because you cannot have an autoimmune condition unless you have a leaky gut. And so we test to see where the leaky gut is and how severe this leaky gut is and what type it is. Mm-hmm. And then we also have multiple autoimmune tests. Mm-hmm. We have vitamin, mineral, enzyme, amino acid deficiency testing. Mm-hmm. We have a 180 cooked and raw food immune system response panel. This is the only lab in the world that tests cooked foods. No other lab in the world tests cooked foods as well as raw foods. So through these tests, I can figure out what these triggers are mm-hmm. and then start to create specific protocols for you to start removing these triggers.
So any lab will do these tests or there any specialists?
No, unfortunately, all the tests I just told you about was four different labs that we go to.
Okay. And so if anyone doesn't have those labs, you know, around them, then how does it work?
Well, everyone will have the labs because the adrenal hormone test is a home test. I send you a kit. The stool test is a home test. I send you a kit. Mm-hmm. And the other test, as long as you can get blood drawn from some place, there are some patients, my patients in France and my patients in Ireland, we actually fly the blood to the United States.
Oh.
It's actually more cost effective to fly the blood to the United States than it is to try to have them try to do the test there.
So, but all United States lab do those tests, administer those?
Yeah, all United States lab have access to all those 62 tests that I talked about. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to get blood in the United States.
Okay. That's really good to know. I'm sure that gives hope to a lot of people who are experiencing a lot of symptoms, but, you know, they just don't know what to do because they are normal.
Right. Well, but I do want to point something out, though, is that your doctors who have been telling you your lab tests are normal, they're not going to give you these 62 different tests. Mm-hmm. All right. Because if they thought you needed them, you would have already had them. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to issue these tests. And so many times I have to tell the patients, look, we're going to go outside of your lab that you typically work with your doctor. We're going to go to a different lab and we're going to get the tests that you need, you know, and not the ones that your insurance pays for.
And what is the cost of these tests?
They vary from patient to patient, depending on how many we do. But the full blood panel for 62 tests, it's $199. It's very, very inexpensive to do that test. But I don't even know, you know, you might have some tests that give me enough information. So the first consultation that we do, that's where we determine what kinds of lab tests that you need. Because that's when I can get, you know, 30 minutes of time with you and I can review your paperwork, review your history with you. And then I can tell you exactly which tests you need and which ones you don't need.
Mm-hmm. And that's the first consultation, the first real consultation that we are talking about.
Right, right. The 15-minute free consultation lets me know if you're a good candidate for care for the first consultation, and it lets you know if you even want to take that step or not.
Mm-hmm. And by good candidate, what do you mean?
I'll ask people, are you willing to make some dietary changes? For example, I'm going to ask you to give up gluten. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to give up alcohol for a couple months. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to, stop eating the breads and the sweets. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some people literally tell me, no, I like my alcohol. No, I like my bread. And I tell them that I'm not the right doctor for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand the patterns and habits are really hard to give up. Yes, but of course, you know, there is something that is changing your life forever for better.
Right.
So these shouldn't be too hard to give up. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So what is the cost of your treatment, doctor?
You know what? Everyone asks me that. And like I said, I individualize everyone's protocol. Mm-hmm. Costs mm-hmm. are based on complexity of the case, mm-hmm. right? The more complex your case is, the more time I got to put into it, the more thought, the more it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. The complexity is determined by your lab test results.
Yeah.
So there, I don't have an average. I don't have a minimum. I don't have a maximum. Mm-hmm. Everyone is different and I treat everybody differently. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to overcharge and I don't want to undercharge. So we reserve costs until we figure out what kind of case you have. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to accept some of our conditions of treatment? Mm-hmm. Am I even the right doctor for you? Do you even feel comfortable enough to hire me on as a doctor? Mm. And then we start reviewing costs when we start knowing some of the lab tests.
I think, and that's what makes it effective.
It is what makes it effective because everyone is different. You know, I can get 10 people with the same exact symptoms, but I'll have 7 different treatment protocols or 6 mm-hmm. or 5. It really varies from every single person. And that's what you want. You want to be treated like an individual and have a personalized, customized plan. And so that works the same way for the costs. It's mm-hmm. different for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So what about the people who are on thyroid medication for long term? Do they have to leave their medication or to start your treatment, or they can be under the medical treatment with their doctor and also, start the new treatment with you?
Right. Well, in fact, I encourage you, don't change anything regarding your medication. I'm not a doctor that can prescribe, so I can't tell you to stop or keep continuing medication. But I will say, follow your doctor's recommendations that gave you the medication. But my goal would be to start correcting some of the thyroid dysfunctions, correcting some of those triggers that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And as we do that, your body will start functioning more efficiently and more effectively. And we could possibly reduce that thyroid medication. And then you could take those tests to your doctor and ask them if he would start reducing your medication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really good to know. And we will take a short break here. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
We are back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Kajiki, tell us about the all-natural protocol.
Well, the all-natural protocol consists of any kind of non-prescription type therapy. Mm-hmm. And those are all, of course, based on your lab test results. So based on what your lab test results say, I can start prescribing different types of herbal compounds, all-natural herbal compounds that start mm-hmm. to remove the adrenal trigger, the anemia trigger, the gastrointestinal trigger, the inflammation trigger, the food sensitivity triggers. It might be some vitamin, mineral, enzyme deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And so everything that we do is all natural, non-prescription. But many times we can get the patients to start reducing their thyroid medication by correcting some of these other dysfunctions.
Mm-hmm. So these are all the herbs that you also have them. You also make these natural medication that you ship to the patients?
No, I don't really make them. There are companies out there that do this much, much uh-huh. better than I do. They have a much cleaner way of doing it, much more efficient way.
Okay.
So what I will do is, based on the lab test results, I will tell the patient, we'll set up an online discount account for them mm-hmm. at a natural supplement store, and I'll tell them which of these supplements to buy. They ship to their house, and then the patient emails me what their list of supplements are, and I email them back dosages and frequencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and those are, again, available widely to anybody. And easily.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's really great to know. And I mean, this is huge, because there are so many people who have been identified, but there are more people than that who don't even know what's going on with them, but are experiencing the symptoms that we have talked about. And this definitely gives hope to everyone. We are really, really grateful and honored to have you today.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, Dr. Kajiki, what information do you have that people can access so they can, you know, they can go through it and then contact you?
Right. Well, if you're one of those people that you just don't know where to go, maybe you're not getting the right kind of direction from your endocrinologist or your GP and you're frustrated, go to my website. Go mm-hmm. on an information gathering search. So go to my website, valleythyroidinstitute.com. That's mm-hmm. the first place to go. There are three areas that I want you to look at. There's a ton of information on there, but just focus on three areas. Number one is download the free thyroid report. You'll see it right there on the front page. Right as soon as you open up the website, you'll see a free thyroid download report, mm-hmm. and it'll immediately give you access to that information. It'll tell you, it's an 11-page report. It'll tell you about the autoimmune component, the testing that we do, and the triggers. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I want you to go to schedule free consultation. Mm-hmm. Take me up on that free 15-minute phone consultation, or if you're international, the Skype consultation. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll make that work. It gives you a chance to get to know me a little bit, get a feel for my style and my philosophy, and see if you can be comfortable with me as your doctor. Mm-hmm. It also gives me a chance to see, do you have a good chance of success? If you don't have a good case, I mm-hmm. won't waste your time. I'll let you know I am not the right doctor, and I'll give you some direction on where to go.
That's awesome. And that's extremely helpful.
Yeah. And then the third area is, go to the patient testimonial section. I have over 100 different patient testimonials, and I've categorized them by symptom. So mm-hmm. there's somebody there that has the exact symptoms as you do that had a lot of success here, and lets you know you're not alone in this mm-hmm. journey, that mm-hmm. there are other people like you and people like me to help you.
Awesome. That's great. This is a lot of information. That is completely free. That's awesome. Anywhere in the world you can access it. And I highly encourage you to take advantage of it. And I mean, what could be best? After that, you also get a 15-minute free consultation.
Right.
So thank you so much, Dr. Kajiki, once again for joining us today. And I'm sure a lot of people will be helped by this.
Great. Well, I'm glad it was of help. I hope it was helpful to you just as much as it was your listeners out there.
Great. Thank you. Namaste.
All right. Thank you. Good night, Monica.
And now, let's meditate for a few minutes. If you are not in a quiet, comfortable space, if you are driving, please don't worry about it. You can always come back to this meditation. Otherwise, just relax. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Breathing in, holding for a moment, letting it go, slowly and completely. Keep breathing. And now, as you breathe out, chant hum. 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 And relax. This is the mantra for throat chakra. And as we all know, thyroid condition is very much related to your throat and not being able to express yourself completely. And also to the third eye. So any exercise of your throat, like ujjayi breath, breathing in and out from your throat, chanting hum, chanting om, which is the mantra of third eye, will help you along with your physical therapy, your medication, whatever you are trying to treat your thyroid related problems. Every day, just a few minutes of ujjayi breath, breathing in and out of your throat. Chanting from your throat. And doing a om meditation will surely help you. Let's chant om 7 times before we end our show today. Deep breath in. Om. Om. Oh. spend a few moments in silence. Wish you all a blissful life full of love, peace, joy. Have a wonderful week and thank you so much for joining us today. Namaste.